So you see the bid starting on that shoe, right?
I did. I saw a few names.
You see the first? Well, I mean, it's over a million now. I mean, it's over, like, I think the last bid I saw was, like, Mr. Ali bid $1 million. And then I kind of turned it off because I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
Mr. Singh bidded and won at $2.02
million. $2.02 million?
For that shoe.
You think that shoe's worth? Well, it was like a donation aspect. It was a donation aspect. So you got to look at it as like, okay, that's nice. They're just donating. But you saw the one name on there. You saw Marcus Jordan, like, started the bids off at like $69,000.
He bid it another time.
Did he really?
$690,000.
Man, were you watching that then? Like, all the bids? Like, were you just kind of like...
No, I just got the update, like, on Twitter. You know how they just...
Yeah.
I wasn't watching, but I watched the beginning, and then I saw that they were auctioning off the Jordan 1. I turned that off.
Were you upset?
Yes.
Why? Tell me why you're so upset.
Because, first off, Dornbacher has never auctioned or raffled anything. The shoe has always came out. And then for y'all to have 14 pairs of the previous years, like 14 different shoes and stuff, and then you finally bring out the Jordan 1, which is... arguably, whichever, like, the one that everybody wanted, even though the 4 was amazing to me. But that one, you're like, oh, they're coming out with the Jordan 1? Like, okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to, like, really try to get that. And then comes out, oh, we're only releasing 17 pair, but they're all going to be raffled and auctioned off on eBay now. And it's like...
So you're not touching them, you know?
It just makes me upset because they're all like... Oh, it's for the kids, you know, raising money for the kids. If you really cared about them kids, bro, you'll produce, like, a million pairs. Just, like, whatever, like.
Here's my thing. I think they would actually make more by doing it, like, limited like that because they can raffle off. Like, imagine if somebody pays $2 million for 17 pairs. Well, like, $2 million each for, like, 17 pairs.
Yeah, I also didn't expect them to pay $2 million for that
shoe.
That's
a lot of money.
I mean, I don't.
$2 million? It's for a good cause, though, too. It's for, like, charity.
Yeah, but that shoe is not worth no $2 million. Oh, no. No shoe is worth $2 million.
Most cars aren't worth $2 million.
Like, that's ridiculous, bro.
I mean, you get houses that aren't worth, well, you know, mansions and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, most houses aren't worth $2 million.
But $2 million?
A pair of shoes. You get two. You get a right and a left. It's nothing special. I mean, you can say, well, yeah, you know, you can. That's a collectible at that point, you know. Like, yeah, I remember when I did this, this, and this for it.
But $2 million, bro?
I look at it as, like, that person was just more so donating, you know? That's like a donation, more so. And they have the money to donate like that, but I'm thinking, you know, Nike could have mass-produced these. They could have been like, all right, we're going to make, like, 60,000. But, like, you do the math, you sell 60,000 of them at 170, or you sell 17 of them at $2 million apiece. So, you'd make more money for the charity that way. But still, that's how I look at it, but I see where you're coming from. That's still very frustrating.
Because I guarantee you, Mr. Singh was not the one that put the money up for these shoes, like the previous 14 colorways.
No.
I guarantee you, Mr. Singh wasn't the one that, like, is the reason why, well, we're not the reason why, but, like, the reason why Nike put up so much money because they sold these shoes. So, like, all the people that have bought your shoes, all the people that have, you know, contributed in some way, technically, like, donating or whatever you want to say about buying a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right, y'all, scooch on out the way. We got to get the rich folks now. That's literally what it looks like.
That is what it looks like. So.
That's what frustrates me. Like, the people that have literally been with y'all through all 14 colorways, you just said, oh, okay, all right, we're about to produce this shoe, but. It's for the rich folks, all right? Just sit back, man. Just sit back.
That would have been cool to pair up with your fours.
Bro.
Was that what you were thinking?
I would have been sick if they put the Superman symbol on the ones. I would have been so sick.
Yeah, I would have seen you. You probably would have been that. Oh, what's that video where the guy, all you hear is the mic be, or the controller being slammed? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. That would have been you, bro. With your phone. But no, I was thinking about that. I'm like, damn. Because when it first came out, I was like, oh, they're going to, like, drop, like, a bunch of these. Like, it's going to be, like, a drop.
I thought it was about to be.
And so I was like, I was about to send you a message. And then all I saw was bid. And then, like, I was driving. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Never mind. And then I saw Marcus Jordan bid 69,000. And I'm like, ah.
That's where that PPP loan was going.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Oh, man. That's why I can't stand that guy. I think he's my least favorite sneakerhead in the sneaker community now.
Bro, he's a worse human being than 6'9 to me.
Oh, my.
In the sneaker world. No, if you think about it, in the sneaker world, this man is doo-doo. This man is dog water. This man is the 6'9 in the sneaker game, bro. You are a terrible human being, bro.
If you saw Marcus Jordan in the streets, what would you do?
Bro, he's getting hands. I don't even care. He's getting hands. He is getting hands.
Oh, man.
I don't even fight nobody. I don't even, like, I be joking about it. When, like, I was talking about the sneaker dude, and I'm like, even if it was the janitor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was joking. But, nah, yeah, Marcus Jordan gonna have to get 30 seconds, bro. He gonna have to see me. You gonna see me.
I feel like the whole sneaker community kind of agrees on that one.
That's true.
I feel like everybody in the sneaker community would just, like, go 30 seconds with Marcus Jordan if they could.
Bro, we already said one dude was so frustrated, he said he's gonna rob the store. I'm like, okay, that's a little much.
He said he's gonna rob trophy room.
Ain't nothing in there now.
No, nothing's in there. Like, what you gonna rob? But big thing I wanted to talk about, too, is the rise of Jordan 4s. Now, that was huge. I know our group were in. You saw that, right? Mm-hmm. How it said, like, everything was kind of rising with the Jordan 4s. I thought that was kind of interesting. How, if you do look at, like, all those Jordan 4s that released previously, like the... I'm trying to get to it real quick. But, like, you have the Metallics, Jordan 4 Retros, the What Does... I remember when I could have bought those off of StockX, like StockX, for less than retail.
Yeah, bro, I literally have two pair. I customized one pair.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy now is those ones are, like, slowly going to where you can do, like, a size. You can sell, like, a size 10 for about $350. And that's the Jordan 4 What Does. And, like, you know those metallic purple. Remember when they did the Jordan 4s?
Yeah.
The metallic purple, the metallic, I think it was green. Red, and did they have another color?
Orange.
Those ones separately are going for, like, almost $400. Size 10 for the Jordan 4, the retros and metallic purples, going for $550.
See, now, if I'm a reseller, I'd be like, man, I'm kicking myself.
Yeah,
but as me, like, I didn't like that shoe that much, so I'm like, okay.
I didn't like the shoe either, and I honestly thought I was going to sit. I thought it was going to be one of those that, you know, yeah. I could see it maybe in, like, a year or two going up $100, maybe $150, just because, you know. But I mean, there was so many pairs of them, there wasn't really a huge necessity at the time. And now, like, you look at it, you know, back in May in 2020, you could have bought the shoe for at retail or a little bit below retail. Now it's selling for about $550. So that's one of those things where it's like, okay, if you're in the sneaker game, you don't need a bot. You know what I mean? You don't need a bot. You don't need to be, like, next level. You just got to be smart.
You just had to be smart.
You got to be smart. You got to read those trends. Now, could I have predicted that trend? No. I wouldn't have told you, like, yo, those fours are going to spike up $300, $400. That's the risk you could take. Like, I could buy 15 pairs at retail of a random shoe in the market, and I'd have no idea if they would go up or not. They're not going to lose their value. Usually shoes never decline if you don't wear them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at worst, you wash your profits, or you wash your, you know, you wash everything. But it's one of those where you just kind of have to take the risk at times.
But I love and hate that Jordan 4s are starting to get the love that they deserve, because I really love that shoe. That's one of my favorite Jordan models. But it sucks because that means that one of my favorite Jordan my favorite Jordan type is, like, gonna be harder to get for myself because now the resale value is going up on these shoes.
Yeah.
So, it's sort of like the Jordan 1s, how they're going up. That's sort of what it looks like with 4s. I mean, they're not at that point, but
no.
They're trending in the right direction. So, now's sneakers and like resellers and everything. What if they're gonna limit shoes now?
I was just thinking about that. You know how last year 2020 was the year of dunks? What if 2021's the year of the fours?
I mean, they do have the Topes coming. They do have
Don't they have the University Blues too?
Yeah.
Don't they have the creams? The Oreos?
They do. Those are so nice.
They have three colorways within the next, right? All those are dropping in either February or March.
The University, I thought it was March. Well, yeah. But the Topes are the only ones in February, right?
Yeah, and then the Oreos are dropping in March, too.
Oreos are fire. I need those. So
you're gonna get three fours dropping in between February and March. I think it's going to be the year of the fours. I'm going to call it early. I wouldn't say buy up as many fours as possible, but me, I might look for a lower-end value four out on the StockX, might scroll a little bit, see if it's got, like, recently dropped. Mm-hmm. Not, like, you know, 2010, stuff like that, but, like, a four that maybe in 2019 or 2020 that dropped and hasn't seen that exponential spike yet,
mm-hmm.
I might pick up a couple pairs. Because if it's the year of the fours, at that point, you'd want to get your hands on some before they start going, like, crazy high. I don't think they'll touch the height of dunks. A lot of times, dunks, the scale was so big because they're only $100 retail.
Yep.
People would be selling them for, like, $1,000 or $900, you know. Fours, you got to pay usually about $200 to $220, depending on the type. $225 sometimes, too. And, you know, usually they don't resell for... They usually only resell for like four or five, but that's weird that they're getting to that four or five so quick. So
true. So I've seen a lot of people on Twitter that have started to get their dunks, Coast, UNLV, and the Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been complaining about the quality. They're like, bro, the quality's trash. Like, oh my God, it looks terrible. How do yours look? Yeah.
You got your, what, the UN, was it the UN?
I got the Coast.
The Coast.
The Sky Blue ones.
Oh, the UN.
Oh, yeah. UNLV. UNLV is the red and gray ones.
UCLA.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, mine didn't look bad at all. But then again, you know, I was looking at them. I like it because they did have a scuff on them, though. Towards the back. Like, the back right here, I saw it. Like, it almost was like the paint was a little bit chipped off. And I was looking at that. I was like, that's weird. And then I looked at a couple other pairs, like, online. I was like, I don't see that, so... manufacturer scuff, but it's not like a big one. It's like just a really little I could notice. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna wear those anyways because I was looking at all the, like, basically all the Ohio State combinations I could wear with them. So,
but I figured that would be a shoe that you're gonna.
I was happy out of all three of those dunks. I got that pair. Yeah. So the Cobalts I didn't really like too much.
Cobalts were probably the lesser of the three.
I'd say the top two were UNLV and UCLA were probably the top two for sure. Yeah. Just because of the colorways.
But I didn't really see that much wrong with my pair.
Like, but stitching good. Everything else pretty good.
But they were just like, you know, the leather quality is like plasticky. And I'm like, okay, those people that analyze stuff that far. And then this other guy's like, you have to realize this is a $100 shoe, bro. It's always been like this. It's just you guys hyped it up. So now you're like expecting this amazing quality. He's like, it's always been like this.
It's not, you know, you get higher quality in Air Jordan 1 because you're paying $170 for it. You know, they bumped it up $10. It used to be $160. Oh, which I'm still kind of butthurt about.
I am too, man. Like, just give it a $160.
Yeah, like $170, like you're pushing it after tax is almost close to $200. You know, if you bump it to $180 next year, we're basically paying $200 for a pair of Jordan 1s. You know they're going to do that eventually.
Which isn't bad, but it still hurts because it's like, it's stupid. That was the cheapest Jordan, hype Jordan that you could get.
But yeah, no, that's the, what was I going to say?
Is that COVID talking
about? Yeah, but no, that's the thing. With Jordan 1s, you're getting a higher quality product. Jordan 4s, you get higher quality product. Like, even 11s, you get higher quality product. A dunk, you're paying bottom end for a bottom end shoe that just got hyped up. You know? So I still like it. I looked at it. I was like, this is pretty cool.
For $100, I love it.
Oh, the one shoe I will say I love a lot now is that Air Force One that I got, the Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I don't know what it is about those. Like, those are going to be nice for, what's the month? The month for breast cancer. What month is breast cancer?
October.
October. Can't wait to wear them for October. It's not really an October shoe, but it's going to fit perfect for, like, hey, breast cancer pink. Support. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but honestly, and Valentine's Day, I can kind of wear those for those two. Or yeah. Like a pink outfit, but really, I mean, I don't really have a pink outfit, but anyways.
You could wear red too, white.
Yeah.
Bring out the red in the shoe, because it's like very
little,
small.
There's a little bit of red. Yeah. So, a whole lot of red.
Yeah, sir.
Another big topic, we're going to switch it up a little bit, because besides, before we switch off of sneakers real quick, let's see, what do we got dropping? Really, the only thing coming up for you guys once you hear this podcast will probably be the University Blues, the Air Jordan 1. That's going to be the big drop coming up.
Oh, March? Yeah.
Because right now, we basically... Because at the end of this week, it's March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I mean, all that's really dropping are going to be the Topes. What are the other two?
Ash Blue Yeezys.
Oh, Ash Blue Yeezys drop too, but you guys will probably be... You won't be hearing, you know. It'll always already be gone.
You'll be reacting with your confirmed order.
Yeah.
Or you'll be sitting there upset, thinking like, "Man, I didn't get them."
I entered for the Yeezy Blues.
I did too. Blues,
so I haven't seen a Yeezy I liked in a while. So
my girlfriend and I were talking, and I was like, "You know, this is Kanye's plan the whole time. Was it just half his shoe just out there, like so anybody could get it?"
Yeah.
And I realized, like, because they're not reselling, resellers, like, dog Yeezy so much now. They're like, bro, they just produce the same colors. Bro, they do this. Bro, I don't even understand why he's still doing this, bro. Like, he's washed and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're just saying that because they're producing so many and anybody can wear them. Now it does make me sort of feel some type of way because, like, if I go outside and I see a dude in Zebras and they're all beat up and I'm just like,
I don't like when they're beat up, but I really respect it when I see, like, a pair of Zebras and they look really nice or they look on the newer side.
Yeah.
Or, like, you see a pair of Reds and, like, you can tell they're, like, newer.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And even if I see a pair of Yeezys that, like, a cream that look a little beat up, I still like it because it's like, okay.
Creams are the worst, though. They get dirty so quick.
They get dirty with it. That's why I don't have a pair because I feel like I'd dirty. With me and white shoes, they just don't go together. I'd rather get a pair of full blacks. Or black bottoms. Anyways, Yeezys, I kind of like it that anybody can wear it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that's like respect on the sneaker game almost.
That shows who really likes the shoes and who really was in it for the resale.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still like them. So
Even though he hasn't came out with a color that I like really just was head over heels for. Besides the Suns. And then those ended up being limited. So, of course, yeah, I couldn't get those.
And
I really love that color, bro.
You should get a pair of those. For the summertime.
Honestly, I might. I really might, because I love that color.
What would you wear with it, though? Because those are a little bit higher, right? Aren't the 700s a little bit higher?
No, they're low tops.
They're low tops?
No, they're like those. I mean, they're a little bit... They're not the same model, but they're like that.
I thought they were a little bit higher than that.
I don't think so.
The Grandpa 700.
Hey, chill, bro.
You gotta pull like, the basic Grandpa fit with those.
Oh, let me wear, like, the straight jeans and stuff?
You can get a cane, too. You
know, no, I'm not getting no cane.
A little pimp stick.
Pimp stick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be flaring that around, be like, yo, who wants some work?
Get off my grass, bro.
See Marcus Jordan in the street, start laughing him with a pimp stick.
I act like I'm falling, I'm going straight for the knee.
Oh, man. Your laptop, I feel like you need a new laptop,
bro. Why you keep dogging my laptop, bro?
Because I hear it taking off for flight.
This is actually a PS4, okay? That's what it is.
Okay.
It's a PS4.
Okay. So first, quick question. You could go one place, once this pandemic's over, which, who knows, you know, I think things will get a little bit better. I think things, once vaccines become a little bit more normal, I think things will get a little bit better here towards August.
Oh, before your question, you know vaccines only last 3 months?
I don't know about that.
Only last 3 months.
Only last 3 months?
That's what I heard. They're effective for 3 months.
Who said that? Like, where'd you hear that from? I'm actually curious.
News.
What type of news? Cause I gotta ask my cousin.
Who's Marco?
One of my cousins.
What do you do?
Pharmacist.
Oh yeah.
He's not a pharmacist, but he's just up there. Let's put it that way. He's up there. He knows anything with all vaccines and that. I'll have to ask him, but I don't know.
I haven't heard about that. I'm not confirming it, but I heard it was only for 3 months, and I'm just like, I might as well just take it in the summer, go travel, come back, and isolate myself again. if it's 3 months.
I haven't seen anything that says 3 months. But
I hope it's not 3 months. But how long does it last, though?
How long? Here's my thing, though. You know, the flu always, there's always going to be a new strain of the flu. You know, just the common flu. Just because it, every year it's a different strain. So who says, you know, coronavirus, it's just going to be a new strain every single year.
I don't like the way that sounds.
No, really, because, like, if you think about it, the flu and the coronavirus, they're basically the same type. The flu just basically has new strains every year, and that's why you need a new flu shot every year. With coronavirus, you're basically just going to need a new coronavirus shot every year, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same thing, just a different, basically you're putting a different name on it. So at the end of the day, you know, it's going to keep giving you new strains every year. Do I think masks are going to be permanent? No, I don't think they're going to be permanent, but I could see people wearing them, like certain people wearing them permanently out in public.
I
like,
would.
5 years from now, it wouldn't surprise me if I still saw people with masks on in mm-hmm. public. Would I be doing that? I don't know, you know? I don't know how 5 years from now would look. I don't know if, like, they're going to be like, okay, you know, it just doesn't exist, or here's a new thing.
But how does that happen? How do you...
What's that?
How do you, like, get us off of wearing masks? Like, on the news one day, you're just like, yeah, guys, you know, you don't have to wear masks anymore. Like, how do you deliver that news?
I don't think it's going to be that. I really don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be more so they won't be required for public areas. So it's going to be like, okay, you're not required to wear a mask at the grocery store anymore. You're not required to wear them at your local store. I think that's going to be probably the first step in doing that. But like I said, I don't know how. I think it's the only way for that to happen is they have to have the vaccine be more worldly available, like more available to the average person. So if the vaccine becomes more available to the average person, I think it will come to a point where they'll be like, okay, it's not required for you to wear a mask, but still optional. You know, you go in there if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask.
I feel like I feel so vulnerable without a mask. I don't know.
Just because I've had it on for so while, yeah. For so long, I know what you mean, but at the same time,
I would love to go outside and have fresh air just blow in my face.
Bro,
I said air. I didn't just say blow in my face.
Yeah. All right. Anyways,
thinking sus.
Nah. You looked over here like that. You were waiting for me to say something.
Wasn't looking at nothing,
yeah,
bro.
You were waiting for me to say
something.
I'm sorry,
eye contact is key when you have a mask on to communicate.
I'm just saying, you were looking at me and I was like, pause. Anyways.
Sus.
First place you'd want to visit. Like, if you could pick a place for summer vacation for the summertime upcoming here, where would you want to go?
I couldn't even tell you one place, bro.
Would you
want to
stay U.S.? Would you want to go out? Like what, U.S., Europe, what you feeling? I'm just saying.
Right now, I'm a little scared of going overseas, so I'm not going overseas yet.
Anywhere overseas. Like, you. What about, like, Australia? Have you ever thought about going to Australia or no?
I haven't. My dad's been over there.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Has he liked it?
Yeah, he saw kangaroos and everything.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How long ago did he go? It's like years ago?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
He goes so many places, bro. Like, I can't really tell you, like, what month or, like, what year. Because I'm like, dang, they, like, all tie together.
Your dad travels a lot. Like, he's been to a lot of places.
That's one person that's going to need the vaccine, though, when, like, his job starts back up.
Yeah.
Goes everywhere.
I wonder, when, did they ever give, like, a timetable when that would happen? Or no?
For him?
Yeah.
Nah, right now they're, like, they're trying to figure it out. But more than likely it'll be, like, 2022.
That's what I was thinking. Like, or probably end of 2021. But see, that's it. It becomes again the winter time at the end of 2021. So you don't know. Like I said, if I don't know how they're gonna handle it, because it's just gonna be a new strain after a new strain.
But
it's not gonna be the same strain just continuously going. It's gonna adapt like the flu. So they're two very similar.
But that's crazy though that we're like, you know, it's always gonna be around.
It
but
is,
then you go overseas, and then it's like places they've sort of like eliminated it, but then they'll have one, like another case, and they shut everything down, wait for that to go away, and then they're back open.
It sounds a lot easier said than done for them to do that, but at the same time, they still, I physically don't know, because I have a couple people over in the UK I've been talking to, and literally, they've been telling me, like, yeah, they shut down, but it's kind of like here, where they'll shut down for a sec. But then it's, like, always, it's back to open, and then basically they have, like, an outbreak again, and then it's just, like, a repeated cycle. Like, it's just not going away.
Yeah.
But, like, they also said, like, how often, you know, how long can we keep going with that cycle of just shutting down? So they say they, now that they're not even, they're not really trying to shut down as trying to keep the economy open. They're just like, all right, here's preventions. And that's basically the same thing we've been doing. Like, all right, here's preventions. I don't think there's a way to completely shut down for a long period of time and get rid of it. Because it's just, it's going to be around. You know what I mean? It'll just spark back up. As soon as you start doing stuff again, it just sparks back up.
Yeah.
So, is there a good way to handle it? No. But, I think we're all kind of tired of it, sick of it. But that doesn't excuse the fact of just being willy-nilly. But
hey, if we could get rid of the plague, bro, we can get rid of COVID.
I think the plague was much worse.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The plague, that was killing.
That boy was on steroids. That boy was not playing.
Plague almost wiped out, like.
But it's crazy.
Most of us. Well, you know, not us, but like.
Yeah.
You know, people.
I was curious to see, like, what did they do to resolve that back when, like, it was really, really bad with COVID? And they said they just, like, washed their hands, isolated. I'm like, what?
Talking about the plague?
Yeah, I'm like, you got rid of the bite. Like, there was no vaccine? Like, I'm like.
No, not back then. I mean, that's.
Well, I mean, not back, but, like, there wasn't anything. Like, they just.
I'm going to say, I think they. Big thing was, what was the issue? Because the plague started, I mean, they basically, you got to think, man, it was really undeveloped at that time.
But it was,
you
know, like rats people, and all that stuff.
I mean, there was human feces and waste out in the streets and stuff like that. They didn't have like sewer systems, stuff like that. A lot of people didn't wash their hands back then.
That's disgusting.
But I know it sounds disgusting, but like, you know, probably 5,000 years from now, they'll be seeing what we've been doing and they'll probably be like, yo, they weren't doing this or that, and they'll be like, yo, that's disgusting. Just shoot. It's just how.
Low-key, if you look back like 2 years ago, you'd be like, dang, bro, we were disgusting. Like, everybody wasn't washing their hands like they do now.
I still see people that don't wash their hands. I don't want to get on that topic, I still know
a guy that doesn't wash his hands.
I don't know how you can be a grown man or a grown woman and you just go to the bathroom and you go, what? You know what? I don't need to wash my hands. It's like, what goes on in your thinking process? Be like, I don't need to wash my hands.
Especially when you go take a dump, bro. Like,
if you take a dookie, you wash your hands.
I don't understand it. I don't think I said my plate, but where would you go?
Oh.
We sort of just kept going.
Yeah, we kept going. Go. I don't know if I want to go to Europe, but I still want to go to Sri Lanka, bro.
Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
Why?
Where the elephants are.
Bro, I could take you to the zoo tomorrow, and I could show you some elephants.
No. It's not seeing them. You actually get to ride elephants.
Interesting.
I'd love to ride an elephant, bro.
I don't know if I could. Nah, if...
Would you be too scared? Would you be one of those
people? No, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
If we got all the way over there specifically for that purpose, and you're like, I don't know, man. I don't want to ride the elephant. I'd be like, I'd look at you. I'd be like, we flew, because I think it's like, I think it is like a 12 or 13 hour flight. To get over there. Heard the ocean's like, oh, nothing. I forgot. You've done what? What's your longest flight time?
I feel like it was like 14.
14 to where?
14 to... It was Paris or London.
Really?
It was one of the two.
And maybe it's longer for... I think it has to be longer because that's like... I think off the coast of India, right?
That's where I feel like it is.
Sri Lanka. I think it's off
the coast of India. Watch what wrong and everybody's going to look it up. Like, oh my God, no, they're stupid.
I think it's off the coast of India over there. I think, because it must be a longer flight than that.
That sounds like it's about right usually, over there by
I mean, two, like a back-and-forth flight to there, if you get a good deal, it's usually about $800. So
really?
That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
You know, it's like eight, depending on the season you go in and all that. But $800, very cheap to actually, because it's like really underdeveloped country. So, like, our dollar goes a lot longer there. I was thinking about it. I'm like, really, the most expensive part of that whole trip would be just getting there and getting back. If you got, like, I got some Sky Miles saved up, put some Sky Miles towards it, make it a little bit cheaper, you know, rent an Airbnb there, stay there for a week, come back home. Like, honestly, it would not be a bad idea. I heard it's beautiful. I like trying new food. If you're somebody that's picky on food, it's probably not your place. But for me, I don't care. You know, you're not going to be like, can I get some chicken tenders? You know, you can't get that in like a...
Yeah. I feel like you would benefit a lot from, like, going to London. I feel like you'd love London.
London,
especially because like you and that drill music and UK drill folks. Music.
No. I want to see that how those guys like the cultures. It's like bruv. You know they don't say bruh. They say bruv. You know
it's amazing though.
Yeah. You met some drill rappers.
No, I ain't met no drill rappers. I'm just saying like if you go over there, bro, I'm telling you like you're gonna love it. You're not gonna like. It's totally different. The food tastes completely different.
Part is underrated.
It is. Their food's actually like, it's not like us. Like, you know how we fatten it up?
Yeah.
Like, their food's actually legit.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even their McDonald's over there tastes like healthy McDonald's.
Weird.
I had to try McDonald's, bro. I was like, I wonder how that tastes.
It was good.
It was. You remember those wraps we used to have in Michigan? Like, the big ones? Wraps at McDonald's? Like, the grilled wraps? They're like this big, bro?
Mm-hmm.
They still have those over there. I was like, dang, I miss these, bro.
I remember we used to get those all the time. What was it, basketball? When we travel around for basketball, they'd be like, all right, where's Mickey D's? And I'd be like, all right, let's get a wrap.
You know, because the wraps used to be cheap. Good, bro. So that's the only thing my dad gets, though.
You get like 4 or 5 wraps for $5, and you'd be like, all right, and they were good.
And they were freaking huge, so you saved them, bro. Yeah. Tell me, man. You go over there, I feel like you wouldn't come back. You're going to find you a little English woman, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you're not coming back.
Netherlands, Netherlands got some. Yeah, Netherlands.
This man is scoping out.
Netherlands would be a good place. Switzerland, another place. So, I feel like I would have. I wouldn't be able to take like a week or two. I'd have to take like a month or two just to like travel around.
Oh, coming back is depressing.
Yeah, you're back in the U.S. Oh, man.
You're like, oh, man. Like,
if I had to stay in the U.S., though, I kind of want to like. I want to like Eugene, Oregon, or like. Washington. I heard Washington's really nice over on the other side.
Yeah.
Have you been to Washington or no? No.
I've been to Vancouver, but I've never been to Washington. Well, Vancouver is nice, bro. Isn't
Vancouver basically right next to Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's always raining, but like, I don't know. It's something about it, bro.
That's
where a lot of shows film there, too.
Vancouver or Washington?
Vancouver.
Vancouver?
It's really nice. I love Vancouver.
Yeah, because I heard Washington's, like, you got that beautiful mix of, like, not too built up, but still, like, a lot of, like, mountains and a lot of, like, natural paths and all that type of stuff. So that's a really nice mix right there. Because usually if you get, like, a really built up place, you don't have that scenery.
Yeah.
So Colorado's one, too. I've never been to Colorado. So they usually have a really big sneaker count in Colorado.
Oh, no, I can't do Colorado, bro.
You can't do Colorado?
No, sir.
Why not?
The altitude is
deadly. It's going to mess you up. Have you
been
there?
Did mess me up.
Okay.
Like, your chest, bro, like, man, like, they say just drink water and you're good, but you don't just drink water and you're good. Like, when I went, it was a lot of people.
You breathing heavy?
I mean, not heavy, but, like, it just feels weird. Like, it's totally different. The altitude is a real thing. I don't know how athletes go there and play Denver and stuff, bro. Like, it's a real thing.
That's why I usually take Denver any home spread, but,
That's true.
Yeah, speaking of football, you got Russell Wilson. You think, okay, two topics before we get out of here. You think Russell Wilson gets traded, or do you think Deshaun Watson gets traded? Go ahead.
Deshaun Watson is getting out of there.
If so, where do they get traded to, and for what?
Deshaun Watson, they're going to want a lot for him, but he already told the new coach, I'm not suiting up. So they have no choice but to trade him, or you're just going to have this dude on the bench. I have no idea. I really don't.
Who, Russell Wilson?
No, Deshaun.
I think if it comes down to a rebuild, and the quickest way to get a rebuild, you go for the team with the most picks. You either trade them to the Dolphins and you get Tua back, or you trade them to the Jets and you get a lot of picks and Sam Darnold back. I mean, both those QBs to me, I think the Jets will end up keeping, from what I've seen, they'll keep Sam Darnold. And they're going to try surrounding him with weapons. I heard they want to take Kyle Pitts with the number 4 pick. The dude, the tight end for Florida. Bad. Oh.
He's not sound mad.
Not bad, bro. He's probably.
Well, I mean, not bad, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, man. I think he's like, I wouldn't say he's the next Travis Kelce, but I think he has the potential, surely, to be like a Travis Kelce Kittle type. Here's my thing. Tight ends have such a hard time transitioning into the NFL. Like, that's probably the hardest position to transition into. But that guy's like a, if he plays wide receiver, he's like unfair advantage. Because I think he's, what, 6'6", 6'7"? He's like crazy, crazy athletic. And if he plays tight end, he's a mismatch for the linebacker. So he's like a mismatch nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever gets him is going to get like one of those guys. Do I think he's better than like, what's his name? Devontae Smith in there? I don't know. Honestly, Devontae Smith is the best receiver in my opinion.
A lot of people seem like they're sleeping on him. I don't know. Like it's
the dude from LSU they have high. I forget his name.
Is that Chase?
Jamar Chase. Yeah. They're super high on Jamar Chase. And I'm not as high on Jamar Chase. I know there's so many analysts out there, a lot of people in my dynasty chat, like they're like, Jamar Chase is the next best thing. I'm like, I just don't see that. I don't get that, but I think Devontae Smith is really good.
It's like we're forgetting Devontae Smith won the Heisman. I don't know. I just feel like people are downplaying him. Maybe because he's hurt or he was hurt.
I think they downplay certain Alabama players because there's so much talent around them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't have to deal with that, like, you know, that, like, doubles and all that different type of stuff because you can't do that when you're playing Alabama. And a lot of his work was easy. Like, Mac Jones just made it look easy.
But, I mean, I get easy and I get like, hey, you just, you know, one-on-one.
I
but
think
like,
he's talented. I think he's but extremely
talented.
But
to win the Heisman, though, like, that's not like no slouch, bro.
No, not at all. Now, depends where he goes, but I think he could perform really great. I think we got off topic real quick, but Deshaun Watson.
We do. How do we do that? We do.
Deshaun Watson, I think, is probably – he will be gone. I mean, he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
He's made it clear, not one, but two times. I don't know if he's going to have to say it a third time. Be like, yo, get me out of here. I don't want to play.
They've gotten rid of two of his best players, bro.
I don't get it. They're probably not going to re-sign Will Fuller. That's the only, you know, it's like Brandon Cooks is stuck there. But Brandon Cooks says, I'm done getting traded. Because that man's been traded around. Like
that man's a walking concussion, bro.
But he's been traded around, I think, like five times in the last, like, three seasons. That man's been like, okay, you're over here now. You're over here. You're over here. He said, I'm done getting traded. Do not trade me again. He wants to just stay at one place.
Which, he's not bad, but, like, he just isn't healthy all the time.
That man, like you said, he's a walking concussion. His brain's about to... I don't think they're going to re-sign Will Fuller. Deshaun Watson has nothing. You know, it's like, get rid of Watson, start to rebuild. But here's my thing. The Texans don't even have a first-round pick this year to start a rebuild if they want.
Yeah, so...
They'd have to trade Watson for, like, 2-3 first-round picks, a young asset, and then just move on, you know? You messed up. The franchise is messed up.
I will say, there is one destination that both these players have in common.
Mm.
Las Vegas.
I don't know if they have the assets to get either of them, though.
They would definitely have to put Carr in there, and...
They'd have to do, like, Derek Carr, you have to give up your first-round pick this year, next year, maybe even another year. Probably have to give up 3 years of first-round picks.
I wouldn't even be mad about. For Deshaun Watson or Russell, like, bro, that team would be...
Really good. I think they'd go pretty deep in the playoffs, I'd probably say.
Russell Wilson, Josh Jacobs, Henry Ruggs, Darren Waller. Like
Russell Wilson on any team will make the, like, instantly you make the playoffs.
That's true. Him on the Saints would be nasty, though.
Here's my thing. I honestly don't see Seattle getting rid. If Seattle gets rid of Russell Wilson, one, it's got to be one of those deals. Like, you look at it and you, like, lift your glasses and you're like, they gave up that much? Like, you see, like, you know, that.
It had to be like an Anthony Davis type haul.
Like, you got Deshaun Watson. Don't get me wrong. Really, really good in his prime. But Russell Wilson, what, 29, 30? Might be 31. He's not old, though. He's not old, but he's not young. You know, he's not like Deshaun Watson in his prime. But he's like a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback that usually you don't get that type of caliber. Those guys are locked in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't trade. You don't trade Tom Brady's. You don't trade Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen's. You don't trade those guys.
One place I would love to see him go is Chicago. That defense with a quarterback for real now, like Allen Robinson, bro.
He'd still have no offensive line, though. That Chicago Bears offensive line is as dooky as Seattle's.
I feel like it'd be easier for Seattle to build a line around him than to, like, just get rid of him. It would be better for them. Like, just get a line, bro.
They have not, since Russell Wilson's been there, they have not invested one bit into that offensive line.
They've drafted one lineman since he's been drafted.
They literally said,
like,
yo, here, Russell, we'll get you what you want. He goes, can I get an offensive line? We'll get you anything else.
You need a receiver? Oh, yeah, we'll get you a receiver.
We got your DK. What else do you want? Can I get an offensive lineman?
Wait, you said a tight end?
We're going to draft you some defense this year. It's like, bro, I just want an offensive line so I don't get hit. Him and Deshaun Watson get hit like crazy. That's why they both want out.
Bro, they run for their lives. It's like, bro, can I just get a tackle, bro? Just somebody that can watch my back and I don't have to look.
I'd love to see Russell Wilson just sit in clean pockets. I don't remember watching a Seattle game where he actually gets to sit a whole game in a clean pocket. Like, if he had Tom Brady's clean pocket, what would Russell Wilson be able to do in a Tom Brady clean pocket?
A lot, bro. Give him the Colts, bro.
He's throwing just for like 400-plus yards every time.
And he doesn't even run just to scramble. He's not like a Lamar scrambler. No. Like, he just runs when he really, really has to.
He's a scramble for his life quarterback. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's a scramble
for fun. Like, he just, whatever.
I'm going to scramble for 20 yards, you know?
Just read option, I'm keeping it. I'm going.
Russell Wilson scrambles to keep the play alive. That he is the best player I've seen in NFL to keep a play alive.
Him and Lockett are crazy at that, bro.
That's his go-to, you know? And I think DK's starting to get involved in that. But DK's better when Russell Wilson actually has more time to throw. Because DK can just run those longer two routes or double routes, double moves. If Russell Wilson's gone from Seattle,
that would look so weird.
I feel bad for DK and Tyler Lockett.
Hey, but they say DK is just as good as Calvin Johnson, so I mean he should be able to do anything with any quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just stating facts, bro. I mean, who did Calvin Johnson had to receive throws from Matthew Stafford.
Kittle?
Huh?
Not Kittle. Kitna?
Kitna?
Did he have Orlovsky too?
I think so.
That's about it, though. Once he had Stafford, he had Stafford. That was it. It was basically did he have 1 or 2 years with random QBs? I think it was 2 years. I don't remember.
Didn't he have Dante Culpepper too?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Or no, that wasn't yet.
I don't think so, no. Maybe a couple throws? I don't know.
I don't remember that far, but I'm not really like
that. I don't follow the lines that much, you know. I'm gonna be honest. I like seeing the Lions do good, but
I'm more invested in them now. I really want to see what they do because it's like a fresh start.
I like what they're doing.
I do. I think they can be okay.
I think I'm gonna say it. I think the Pistons and the Lions have kind of started to get in the right direction. If you look at what the Pistons did, everybody was saying, yo, those signings were stupid. Plumlee's been playing really, really at a high level. He's, like, playing to where he deserves that contract almost.
Jeremy Grant, he's been playing amazing, but he got snubbed, bro.
I was about to say, Grant was almost an all-star.
But there was so much talent there, I wouldn't have picked anybody.
Devin Booker got snubbed.
I mean, he's in technically now but it's not the same. Like, you know, I got in because somebody was hurt, not because I did. I technically made it.
I'd hold a massive grudge. That'd be like, you know, I got into the All-Star, but it's because Anthony Davis was hurt. That's some BS, you know what I mean?
I feel like he's been holding that grudge. Him and Dame been like...
Dame gets snubbed every year. Dame is the most disrespected player in the NBA.
I don't get it, bro. So, I don't get it. Oh my goodness, bro. What you got going on over there, man?
It's because of, I don't know. I keep, every time I breathe, it's just like a little tickle in my throat.
A little tickle, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that, you know what that is?
No.
It's COVID knocking on your door.
Come on now. I can still taste stuff. I'm good. I can still smell.
Oh, that's your biggest thing is I can still taste stuff.
And smell. We're good. So, all right, everybody. Drink some water today. Eat a couple hot dogs.
Get your vaccine.
Have you signed up for yours yet or no?
Not yet. I know Eastern was doing them.
I was about to say, Eastern was doing vaccines. Because they're trying to get it to the older population, the college kids.
And then, college kids are the most that need
it.
Not that we need it.
It's just to stop spread.
Yeah, stop the spread. Like, that's, yeah.
So, all right, everybody. Have a good rest of your day, night.
Happy March.
Happy March. Oh, geez. Happy March.